Hey, let's do, today's the 19th, let's do chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital, doctor seen by Dr. patient seen by Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y. First patient is a D.C., 91-year-old woman, comes in with cough and fever, tests positive for COVID-19, blood pressure was 178 over 88, hot pulse was 110, O2 side was 95%, no chest x-ray was done, no blood work. Patient was started on COVID. She tells me this morning that she's a little bit better. She's had 2 doses of COVID since yesterday. Again, consider chest x-ray in all COVID-positive patients, especially advanced age, other complicating issues like hypertension and or low O2 saturation. Next patient is AM, 26-year-old woman with possible broken foot, x-ray negative, diagnosed with sprain, sent home with a boot. The number was bad number at the left in the emergency. Next patient is DR, 20-year-old with accelerated heart rate. Heart rate was 99, numbness in the finger, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup negative, UDS negative, EKG showed sinus tach at 118. The low pressure, 5 milligram, was effective. Patient's tachycardia resolved, was sent home with diagnosis of anxiety and dyspnea, doing better today. Next patient is, TSH was, by the way, within normal limits too. Next patient is ID, the 86-year-old woman, was seen with bleeding around the groin area after she had a cardiac catheterization done the day before. CBC showed H&H of 11 and 38. No previous CBC was available. CMP within normal limits. PT and PTT were okay. Diagnosed with post-op bleeding and area was redressed. The Dr. Maroney's exam indicates that the extremity and the groin were normal, even though the family stated there was a bulging in the groin area that was growing. The husband was not very happy because he said that the physician just stood in the corner and talked to them, never examined the wife's leg, and furthermore. Unfortunately, the documentation by Dr. Maroney states the leg and the groin were normal. Please consider pseudoaneurysm, repeat H&H. Impossible patients with hematomas post-cardiac catheterization. Next patient is SS, 21-year-old woman with vomiting, stomachache, low back pain, breast tenderness, diarrhea, diagnosed with pregnancy, UDS, urinalysis negative, sent home with Zofran. She was doing well. I was happy with the care received. Next patient is LW, 6-year-old child, comes in with fever, headache, diarrhea, positive strep, treated with Amoxil, left message for family to call me back. Next patient is KP, 59-year-old woman with shortness of breath, chest, rib pain, fever. Vomiting, URI symptoms were reported. Swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, sent home with no meds. She's doing better, was happy with the care received. Next patient is DM, 61-year-old male with severe low back pain. Blood pressure was 186 over 86. Pain was 10 out of 10. PDMP was negative, urinalysis negative, CBC, CMP negative, CT of the abdomen, showed fractured ribs 11 and 12, sent home with tramadol, chest CT showed contusions of the left lung, no pneumothorax. I may consider observation for a patient with lung contusion for a few hours to make sure there's no evidence of pneumothorax. And controlling pain before sending home. The next patient is SD, is a 35-year-old with toothache, chest pain, white count was 16,000, facial CT showed dental caries, was given Rocephin and Toradol. The wife says they told him they will send their prescription to CVS, but there's no prescription available. He's still in pain. I told him to call the emergency room and find out what happened with her husband's antibiotics. Otherwise, she was happy with the care received. Next patient is DG. He's a 26-year-old male with chest pain, body ache, muscle spasms. The patient was at Kingwood Hospital with nausea and vomiting about 18 hours before. Potassium was 3.2, magnesium was 1.7, C2 to the neck was negative, EKG was negative. Patient magnesium and potassium were replaced via IV fluids and was sent home with baclofen. Left message for patient to call me back. The numbers were not rechecked. Next patient is MS, is a 51-year-old woman with shoulder pain, cough, sneezing, congestion, diagnosed with URI, carpal tunnel syndrome. Negative swabs, sent home with no meds, left message for patient to call back. Thank you.